My dearly beloved in Christ, I did not read to you the English translation of the very lengthy epistle for this Mass, but I would like to comment in particular upon the closing words of St. Paul. He begins writing to the Corinthians, talking about all of the hardships he had undergone for the spread of the gospel. And he did not do so out of pride or bragging. As we know, it's not a good idea to talk about yourself when we speak to others. But he did so to impress upon the early Christians his love for their souls, how he was shipwrecked and scourged and stoned and went through all of these trials because their souls were so important to him. They're so valuable, so precious in the sight of God. So that is why he conveyed this account of all that he suffered. But then he goes on to mention that he was taken up into the third heaven. He had this vision of heaven, and it was so wonderful that he could not even put in words what he had seen and experienced. Now, in his humility, he tells that account in third person. I know a man, that this happened to a man. Well, he's talking about himself, that he had this vision. But this is the point I want to make. What did he say after he narrated this vision? He says, and lest the greatness of the revelations should puff me up. What does that mean, to become proud? Lest the greatness of the revelation should puff me up, there was given me a thorn for the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Concerning this, I thrice besought the Lord that it might leave me. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, there are a number of lessons we can gain from these words of St. Paul. First of all, why does God allow us to be tempted? Well, as in the case of St. Paul, to humble us. Because St. Paul had been given these great graces, this revelation, this vision of heaven, lest he become proud. He was allowed to suffer temptation. But also God permits temptations that we might, by overcoming them, earn the everlasting happiness that he has prepared for us in heaven. He's not going to give us a crown in heaven if we don't earn it. Now, there is one class of persons in heaven who did not have to earn it themselves. And that would be babies who were baptized and then died before they reached the age of reason. They went straight to heaven. They didn't have to struggle against temptation. They didn't have to earn it as we do. But for all other men, we have to carry the cross. We have to fight the good fight, as St. Paul calls it. And we have to resist temptation. Now, we have to be very careful here not to think that God causes temptation, but God permits them. Notice he says, concerning this, or there was given me a thorn for the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, meaning a temptation. And God did not send it, but he permits it. Our temptations, as we know, come from three sources: the world around us, the spirit of the world of pride and vanity and rebellion against God, the world, the flesh, our own fallen human nature because of original sin, and the devil. And we know that when we say the devil, we mean not only Satan, but all of his legions of fallen angels, all of the devils who tempt us. And why do the devils tempt us? Because they are envious of the fact that we can get to heaven. They lost the happiness of heaven. And so they envy us, our lot, our calling, our election to get to heaven. And they do everything they can to tempt us. So that's what happened to St. Paul. He had an angel of Satan to buffet him, to tempt him. So the temptations come from the world, the flesh, and the devil. And again, we have to be very careful not to think that God ever causes temptation, but he permits them. Now, then you might say, well, then why do we pray in the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lead us not almost implying that if we didn't pray, God would lead us into temptation. But no, that's not what it means. In fact, St. James, in his epistle, chapter 1, verse 13, to be exact, says, God tempts no man. No temptation comes directly from God, but rather he allows them. He allows the temptations we experience so that we might again earn the joy, the happiness in heaven that he wants to give us. We must fight the good fight. We must overcome temptation by doing what St. Paul did. He said three times he besought the Lord that it would leave him. And what did our Lord say to him? My grace is sufficient for thee. And that is what God says to us. He allows us to be tempted, but God would not be just if he sent a temptation that was so great that it was impossible for you to overcome it. He will always give us the grace if we do our part through reception of the sacraments, living a good Catholic life, and then asking for the grace we need. Remember those words of our Lord, ask and you shall receive. So when we are tempted, there are some temptations that are very strong, and maybe the ordinary graces given to everyone are not sufficient. So then we need to ask for more grace and to continue to pray for the grace we need to overcome the temptation. So let us imitate St. Paul in that and realize that God allows the temptations for a good reason. You know, there's that wonderful quote from St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, where he says, for those who love God, all things work together unto good. All things work together, even your temptations. By overcoming them, you gain merit. You prove your love for God, and you earn the reward that he wants to give us. He wants to give us this happiness, as St. Paul said after his vision. He could not put it into words. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But we must earn it by fighting the good fight and overcoming temptation with God's help. And his help will always be there if we do our part and ask for it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.